Welcome to our podcast series, which we have recorded for the Erasmus Plus Days 2020. We at the International Office at the Vienna University of Economics and Business conducted several interviews. In this episode, we talk with Christina Amrein, who completed two internships abroad.
You have completed two study-related internships abroad and received an Erasmus internship grant for each. Why did you decide to do an internship abroad? Was the grant an influential factor? If so, how did you find out about it?
So regarding the first question, I'm really interested in meeting new people, learning about new cultures. And so I always wanted to go abroad and also do an internship abroad because you get a whole other experience if you're working in another country instead of, for instance, just spend a semester there. And I also wanted to learn another language and improve my Italian skills, which was really important for me. And the grant was an influential factor for me because it's very expensive if you go to another country and have to find short-term accommodation and meet new people all the time. So you're always kind of out of the house and in restaurants and bars and everything. So without a grant, it's really hard, I guess. And also, if you go, for example, to southern countries, they don't the wage is much less than in Austria. So you definitely need some extra money to support yourself. And yeah, and I found out about it, I think at VU. I think I've heard about it at VU.
So during your bachelor's degree, you worked at the Foreign Trade Center in Milan and in the master's degree at Impact Trip in Portugal. How did you go about the search and how did you organize these internships?
So for the Foreign Trade Center in Milan, I learned about it from other students because a lot of VU students do these kind of voluntary stays at the Foreign Trade Centers, which is really cool because they're like all around the world and you can really choose among a lot of destinations. And I went there because I still wanted to improve my Italian skills. And I also had some friends living there at the moment. And there was also the expo happening when I was there. So if there's like such a major event, it's really like interesting because there's a lot happening and you get to meet a lot of international people too. And yeah. And for the other one in Portugal, I had two kind of ideas. I wanted to work at a social enterprise, and I also wanted to be in a place at the sea and ideally go and practice surfing, which I had no time for during my stay. But and I organized, so the Portugal internship I organized by myself. So I was just writing to organizations and social enterprises in Portugal that I was interested in, if they offer an internship, if there's a possibility to work with them. And I can really recommend doing this because, just look for organizations you're interested in and just get in touch with them. A lot of them are really approachable and happy to help.
Any other tips for interested students?
Maybe also ask other students that already have been to a place or to a company, or if you're having contacts to a multinational company that is in Austria, maybe also ask, what about your locations abroad? Is there any possibility?
So can you tell us a bit about your experiences and your job positions? What were the challenges and the benefits of doing an internship abroad?
So for the internship in Milan, it was definitely an exciting time to be in the city because a lot of things were happening with the expo and a lot of fairs at this moment. And I definitely improved my language skills there and also got to know like how a big organization like the Foreign Trade Centers work, because I wasn't familiar with that. I was only familiar with working in smaller organizations, so I really got to know how such big organizations work, also in a bureaucratic way. And In Lisbon, it was a whole other experience because it was kind of a social startup still, and it was a very small team. But it was really interesting to work on a lot of different things and develop concepts. And yeah, I really kind of gained knowledge in concept development and consulting there, which was really exciting. And yeah, and a challenge there was definitely that I couldn't speak Portuguese. So for my job, it wasn't that important because it was all in English. But for, yeah, all the colleagues were Portuguese at the time. And yeah, that was a bit hard. And yeah, if I would do it again, I would definitely kind of learn Portuguese before. Mm-hmm.
What was the duration of both internships?
So they were both for 2 months. So the one in Portugal was during the study break in my master's. And the other one in Milan was in spring, and they only offer like 2 months stays. But in general, I would really recommend to stay longer, because in 2 months you only kind of get to know people there and get familiar with the location and the language and culture. So I would really recommend to stay 4 or 6 months if possible.
So being abroad often means to change the own perspective. What did you personally learn from this experience, and what are your plans for the future?
So you definitely learn how to kind of get along like all by yourself if you don't know anybody there, and kind of get to learn how to approach people, how to get along with another culture. And you also learn a lot about your life back in your hometown, because you like get to know a lot of things that work well here or at the other place. And yeah, you learn a lot about differences and also appreciate them. And for the future, yeah, I definitely want to work in an international environment and work with people from different cultures and backgrounds, because it's just much more valuable and interesting. Yeah, and that's something that I definitely learned also in my Erasmus experience.
Is there something we haven't mentioned yet and you would like other people to know about?
Yeah, well, as I already mentioned, definitely stay longer than 2 months, because that's just like too short period in my opinion. I'm still very happy that I did it, but it's too short, I think. And also like go as often as possible, because you learn so much in this period. And yeah, and I think in terms of equal opportunities, it's maybe like a more general thing. I think there has still a lot to be done, because just the Erasmus grant is not enough to stay somewhere. And I think there has much more to be done in terms of creating equal opportunities so that more students can go abroad. Because if you don't have any financial savings or someone who supports you, it's really, really difficult to do that. And that's something that I want to kind of mention, that there's still something to do in terms of opportunities for everyone.
So thank you for the valuable feedback and for your time sharing your experiences with us.
Thank you for the invitation.